I may be the longest split in the history of splits between, you know, the turn onto Boylston and the actual finish line, just to try to soak it all in as much as possible. The Diz Runs With podcast, episode 245, starts in 3, 2. Welcome back to the Diz Runs With podcast, where I talk with runners from all corners of the running world about running, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Denny Cray, and it's just about time to head out the door for an easy run and a great conversation. So let's get started. Hey guys, no sponsor today, not even plugging any of my own products or services or anything like that. Just getting right to the point today. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. And if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, which is April the 18th, 2016, then you might be aware that today is Marathon Monday here in the United States, or really, I mean, at least within the United States running community. Some places don't really recognize it, although I do. It is a holiday. It is Patriots Day. Which is, I don't know if it's a national holiday or just a holiday in kind of the Northeast part of the United States. But today is the annual running of the Boston Marathon. And if you've been around for very long, if you've followed my blog at all, or if you've followed the podcast for very long, you know that anytime that I talk to somebody that has run Boston, I have to talk about it. I have to hear what their experiences are. And you know that it's a big goal race of mine that I can't wait to qualify for Boston and head up and take part in the longest running marathon, the longest running race in the United States, one of the marathon majors, and just a great race. You know, I'm looking forward to it for so many reasons, and that's kind of what I'm going to get into today, real quick. Kind of stay topical, stay short and sweet, so that we can get this up and out, and you can listen to it if you're so inclined before the race. But I'm looking forward to spectating. I'm kind of putting work on hold for a couple hours today and watching the television coverage of the race once it officially gets underway. So today I want to talk about the five things that I'm most looking forward to about achieving my goal of qualifying for Boston and eventually running the race. Right now it's still a little bit out of my league, but hopefully I'll be closing the window, closing the gap a little bit and bringing that goal more into focus later this year and in the coming years as well. That's definitely the goal. That's what I'm working towards. And so we're going to make it happen. It's not an if, it's a win. When I qualify, what I'm looking forward to the most. So the top five things today, starting with number five, the top five things that I'm looking forward to about running the Boston Marathon and qualifying for the race. And the fifth thing is the starting line, the pageantry, the regalia, everybody gathered in Hopkinton and just kind of hanging out. You know, it's not really my cup of tea of getting to a race several hours early and just hanging out. But with Boston, like that's the option. You don't have a choice. You know, I'll probably be staying in a hotel in the city. And that means I got to get 26 miles out of the city to Hopkinton. And with road closures and things like that, you have no choice but to get there early and then hang out and wait for several hours until your race starts. I'm not looking forward to the waiting so much, but just having a chance to rub elbows and talk to some other runners and just, you know, share stories and laughs. And, you know, maybe I'll know some people going in and maybe some of you will be there when I'm there and we'll be able to connect a little bit and say hi and take some pictures and post some selfies. And just that whole, you know, 20-something thousand runners hanging out and, you know, just that whole thing I think is going to be exciting. Again, it's not something I look forward to for many races, but for this race, I do look forward to it. I can't wait to get to Hopkinton and kill a handful of hours with 20,000 of my closest running friends. And just, I'm sure I'll make some memories there just like I will over the course of the 26.2 miles that will follow. So the number four thing that I'm looking forward to about my Boston qualifying and running experience is Heartbreak Hill. Something that maybe you didn't think would be on my list. A lot of people, that's one of the things they least look forward to when it comes to running Boston. But I can't wait to dig in and dig in to those couple of hills towards the end and certainly to Heartbreak Hill as the last big one. Hills don't bother me that much, to be quite honest, to be quite frank. Granted, I don't live in a part of the country where I get to run many hills. But even when I'm, find myself running a big hill somewhere, it's not, I don't mind it. I don't let myself mentally get psyched out by it. Like, it's a big hill. I'm going to slow down. I may have to walk. Meh, no big deal. Now I, running a hill at mile 17 or 18, whenever Heartbreak Hill rolls around, that's a little bit different story. But after running, the Blue Ridge Marathon in Roanoke, Virginia, I know it's not going to be any worse than that, because that was hills from the start to the finish. And it was more than hills, it was mountains. So, Heartbreak Hill, bring it on. Like, I'm not nervous. I'm not scared about the hill. Overall, the course is even downhill. It's a net downhill, which is definitely up my alley. I love running downhills. And if that means I got to climb a couple hills, halfway through or just past the halfway point, like, meh, not worried about it. And I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm actually looking forward to digging deep and, shifting into a low gear, a climbing gear and, just pushing my way up the hill, and however long it takes me is how long it takes me. And then, cresting the hill and rock and roll from there. So, Heartbreak Hill, you ain't scaring me. Now, maybe after I run the race, I'll change my tune on that. You never know. But as of now, I'm looking forward to taking on Heartbreak Hill. The third thing on the list of top five reasons that I can't wait, or the things that I can't wait to experience when it comes to the Boston Marathon, is the crowd support, the fans. I've seen numbers according to the Boston Marathon Wikipedia page, 500,000 people spectate at the Boston Marathon, which makes it one of the biggest sporting events, certainly anywhere in the world. There's not too many venues that you can cram 500,000 people in over the course of one day to watch an event. I think that's going to be awesome. Just the different cheering sections, the different people that are out, enjoying their day and maybe grilling or drinking some beers or whatever, just hanging out, watching the race. I'm looking forward to just experiencing that and appreciating them for what they're doing. Cause I know as a runner, I always appreciate the fans. And a lot of races, like, you get a little spurt here and a little spurt there, and there's many miles where you're by yourself. Even some of the bigger races, even the Disney races that I've run, you'll have some areas where there's spectators, and then you'll have several miles of nothing. And it's always nice when there's people out there clapping. And from what I understand, pretty much from Hopkinton all the way in, you're gonna have noise. You're gonna have people. Obviously, Wellesley will be fun. Stopping there, enjoying my time going through the Wellesley campus. But all along, from what everybody says, it's never a dull moment at the Boston Marathon as far as fans are concerned. And I think that'll be, the third most important thing on the list of the top five, that's number three of the things I'm looking forward to. So obviously I think that I have high expectations for the spectators of the Boston Marathon, and I have no doubt that they'll live up to those expectations. Number two, the second thing that I'm looking forward to most about everything with the Boston Marathon is that left turn onto Boylston Street. Every race that I run, there's a point where you kind of make that, that the race is almost over. You look at your watch and you see you're 26 miles in, or you're 25 and a half miles in, and or maybe you're even closer. Maybe you round that last corner and there's the finish line. And every time I do that in a marathon, like, just the emotion starts to well up, and I can't even begin to imagine what it'll be like in Boston. Just the crowd, the noise, the atmosphere, the other runners. And then when you make that left turn, with all due respect to NASCAR, I think the most famous left turn in racing, onto Boylston. Whew, I'm going to be a mess, folks. I'll be a good mess, but I'm going to be a mess. And, I can't wait. I don't know that I'll ever be able to put it into words. But boy, that's going to be a powerful last, however long it is. I know it's not that long, but, less than a mile. Whew, it's going to be serious. It's going to be serious business. But it's going to be fantastic. And then the number one thing, the thing that I'm most looking forward to which might even be, I'll be more of a wreck then than I will be at Boylston probably. And that is finishing the qualification race, not finishing Boston. I got a feeling I may never want to finish. I may be the longest split in the history of splits between, you know, the turn onto Boylston and the actual finish line. Just to try to soak it all in as much as possible. But when I finish that race that gets me there, when I hit the finish line and look up and have officially qualified for Boston, whoo, it's, yeah. You know, like I said, I'm not necessarily a mess, but I get a little misty at most marathon finish lines. Half marathons, not so much. Not trying to talk down on a half marathon. It's a good distance, but there's something about 26.2 miles that just gets to me still. Whenever I get to that one, whatever it is, whether it's the 10th, the 15th, the 20th marathon that I run, whatever, however many it takes to get to the time that I need to punch my ticket to Boston, you better believe it's going to be a mess. And hopefully I'll be able to keep it together as I approach the finish line, in case I'm close to that cutoff line, you know, in case every second really does count at that point. But man, you know, crossing that line, realizing that, you know, that I've achieved one of my biggest running goals is qualifying for Boston. And then at that point, all I gotta do is get there and run the race. And yeah, that'll be the easy part. Is that qualifying that's serious. And so, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. If you remember the interview I had with Sarah McKay Robinson shortly before the Olympic trials and how excited she was. And if you checked out the blog post, there was a picture that she shared of just how excited she was. That's going to be like nothing compared to how I was. And I'll throw a picture of that in the show notes for today's episode if you want to check out that picture. And you can use your imagination to see how excited I might be. It's going to be something serious. It's going to be that'll be a race photo that I'll be buying is those finish line photos when I Boston qualify. So that wraps up today's short but sweet Boston Marathon 2016 episode of the Diz Runs With podcast. The top five reasons or top five things that I'm most looking forward to about Boston. What did I miss? What other things? If you've run Boston before, what other things should I be looking forward to? And if you haven't run Boston, but it's a goal of yours, what are the things that you're looking forward to most? Let me know. Let me know in a tweet at DizRuns. Let me know in an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. Or better yet, head over to the show notes for this episode. Check out the picture of Sarah when she qualified for the Olympic trials. And like I said, use your imagination to see how crazy that means I'm going to be. But more importantly, while you're there, leave a comment. And that way other people can we can feed off of each other and we can share, you know, different stories. You can share stories from your experience. And it'll all add to the list of things that I'll be looking forward to whenever I get to Boston. And again, the link to the show notes will be dizruns.com/245. And you can leave your comment there, and we'll go back and forth a little bit. It'll be a lot of fun. So with that, like I said, nothing to plug. Just, I'm gonna go watch the race. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. It's always exciting, and I hope that you have a chance to watch the race or have had a chance to watch the race if you are so inclined. But with that, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day, and look forward to talking to you again. I can't even talk anymore. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care, guys.